Thank you. So today I'm going to be talking about the HIV prevention needs of young gay and bisexual men using GCPS data. So first, why should we care about the HIV risk of younger guys? Well, there's evidence to suggest that they're more risky, so they don't engage in sexual health services, less likely to get tested, and just generally associated with more sexual risk-taking. Particularly in the PrEP era, as we've seen with talks today, PrEP uptake is lower in younger guys, and you know we'll see that that's really important coming up in the PrEP era. So the study is to determine the relative risk of the HIV risk of these younger guys compared to their older counterparts. So I'm not going to go into great much detail about the GCPS, as Martin and James have already talked about it, but for the purpose of this analysis, we define younger men as being below the age of 25, and the comparison group was men aged 25 to 49. So we ran a cross-sectional comparison between both of these groups, between the last round available in each state, so either 2018 or 2017, and then we did trend analysis of the last 5 years. So what would we find? Generally, there's three points of concern. Firstly, unsurprisingly, there was lower PrEP knowledge and lower PrEP uptake in these younger guys compared to the older men. So you can see that PrEP uptake is increasing in all groups, but at a much lower rate in younger guys. Secondly, they're having similar levels of condomless anal intercourse, and this is a trend that we're seeing across the board, of course, as PrEP is increasing, consistent condom use is decreasing in all groups. And lastly, younger guys are less likely to get tested at all. And we've seen that testing has been increasing in all groups, but in a talk I believe Ben will be talking about later, if we remove PrEP users from the sample, the increase in testing becomes statistically insignificant. So those are three points of concern. But one thing to note is that these younger guys are reporting fewer sexual partners. So this also appears to be decreasing over time. And this makes sense, right? If they feel like they're not low risk, then less likely to get tested, less likely to engage in PrEP, less likely to use these services. And one other point that seems tangential but we think is important is that the profile of these guys have been changing. So they're less likely to be socially engaged with gay men, so less likely to have gay friends and spend free time with gay friends, and also to be less gay identified, increasingly identifying as bisexual, pansexual, and other gender diverse and sexually diverse identities. So should we care about the HIV risk of young guys? Well, yeah, but not any more so than any other subpopulation. These determinants, these indicators of lower engagement in sexual health services is a point of concern, but it's partially mitigated by, their lower sexual partners. But there is a minority of younger guys who are at risk, who do need support. So these are the ones who aren't testing, who aren't on PrEP, and still engaging in condoms, anal intercourse, and casual partners. And there also appears to be a widening gap in PrEP use between these younger guys and older guys. And we need to keep making sure that we can monitor this and mitigate any more widening gaps. So the importance of the social engagement is that if sexual health messaging in a community level is targeting men who are highly integrated into gay spaces, this may not reach the people who need it the most, who aren't going to learn about PrEP through going to a gay venue, for example. So in conclusion, the kids are all right, but we need to check in on them. So we continued monitoring is recommended to make sure that any gaps don't widen, and also to encourage safe sex practices early on in life so they adapt those habits earlier. Thank you.